Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's White Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. The Rabbit family is visiting Cha-Cha Rabbit, Daddy Rabbit's elder brother, in Toronto, Canada. "It looks so beautiful," says Ria, staring at the blanket of snow outside. "The only place I've seen snow before is at Snow World. But I don't think that really counts." "Shall we go pick up the Christmas tree?" asks Cha-Cha Rabbit. "We usually pick it up earlier, but didn't want you to miss the experience." "We shall be getting a potted tree," explains Roshni Rabbit, Ria and Romy's cousin sister. "This way, we don't have to cut down a tree." The Rabbit family returns with a beautiful Christmas tree. It's now time to decorate it. Roshni brings out the decorations. Everyone has fun decorating the tree for the next hour. "The tree looks amazing," sighs Ria, as Cha-Cha Rabbit puts a star at the top. "Not yet," smiles Chachi Rabbit, flipping the switch. Ria and Romy gasp as the entire tree lights up. "Wait till you see what's outside," grins Roshni. Ria, Romy, Mummy Rabbit, and Daddy Rabbit are stunned when they step outside. The entire house, including the trees and the outdoor decorations in the yard, has been strung with Christmas lights. The place has a magical feel under the dark skies and the white snow around. "It's time for dinner," says Chachi Rabbit. The Rabbit family has a wonderful dinner of ginger butternut squash soup, chili lime mushroom tacos, pumpkin lasagna, and cherry cheese cupcakes. Roshni takes Ria and Romy Christmas caroling with her friends after dinner. "We also have a caroling group in Pishunagri," says Ria, blowing into her hands. They all go from house to house singing carols in the beautifully lit up neighborhood. "There's hot cocoa on the dining table," says Chachi Rabbit, when the Christmas carolers return home. "Did you have a good time?" "It was so much fun," says Romy, picking up his hot cocoa mug. He takes a sip. "This is so yummy." "Can we stay awake?" asks Ria. "I've heard that Santa doesn't visit children who don't go to bed on time," says Cha-Cha Rabbit. "Don't forget to hang stockings above the fireplace." The children leave milk and cookies for Santa Claus and hang up their stockings. "Good night," they wish the grown-ups and run off to bed. Ria wakes up early the next morning. She is about to run downstairs to check the presents when she realizes that it's snowing outside. Ria runs to the window and opens it. A snowflake falls on her cheek. She looks up and puts her arms out. The snowflakes continue to fall. Ria takes a deep breath and smiles. It all looks so beautiful. Soon, the entire Rabbit family has gathered in the living room. "Look, our stockings are bulging," says Roshni. "And there are more presents under the tree as well," squeals Ria gleefully. "Yippee," shouts Romy. "Let's see what Santa's got for us." The children quickly open their presents. "I've got a Belinda Bear backpack," says Roshni. "And a smartwatch. It's just what I wanted. I've got the Princess Mouse Dream Castle, and the latest book in the Rinky Rabbit series," shrieks Ria. "And look what I've got," says Romy excitedly. "An activity board and a slime kit." Ria, Romy, and Roshni spend the morning playing with their toys. "Would you all like to decorate Christmas cookies?" asks Chachi Rabbit, after breakfast is done. Romy wants to play with his slime, but Ria and Roshni are happy to. Chachi Rabbit has kept all the cookies ready. They're in the shape of stars, snowflakes, and Christmas trees. She has also kept icing cones with white, green, and red icing. Ria and Roshni have a lot of fun decorating the cookies. After a light lunch and a quick nap, Chachi Rabbit and Mummy Rabbit get busy with preparing a special Christmas dinner. The others sit around and chat as Christmas songs play in the background. "We've got a fantastic menu for tonight," says Mummy Rabbit. "I can't wait," says Romy, sniffing the air. "It already smells so good." The Rabbit family sits down for a candlelight dinner at night. They have glazed sweet potatoes, stuffed mushrooms, cauliflower parmesan, cranberry and lentil bake, and fruit and nut trifle. The food is awesome, says Ria. I'm so happy that we got to spend Christmas with you all this year. We're not quite done yet, says Cha-Cha Rabbit, bringing out a tray of white chocolate truffles. It's time for a classic Christmas movie. Perfect, sighs Ria, settling in Mummy Rabbit's lap. So as the Rabbit family gets ready to watch a movie, it's time for us to say goodbye as well. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Ria and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.